Have you ever been in an airport that was shut down? I've been in two of them. Heathrow in London during the summer of 1974 and O'Hare in Chicago in the spring of 1975. It was not a very pleasant experience. Lots of frustrated and angry people with lots of places to go, but no way to get there and nothing to do. You see lots of strange things, but the one I want to tell you about was the strangest of all. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, Surprised by a Song. In London, they were bringing in small plastic folding chairs and placing them all over the airport. The problem was caused by the people who bring fuel to the planes. Without warning, they just walked off, went on strike. The problem was complicated by the fact that it was the height of the holiday season for people who live in Great Britain. So here were thousands of people flooding into the airport and very few going out. In O'Hare, the problem was the spring snow. For the third time in its history, O'Hare was completely shut down. Nothing in, nothing out for 24 hours. People's nerves became raw. I stopped in one of the quickie coffee shops to get something to eat. A man behind the counter was screaming at a lady employee. He said, "Don't you criticize me. I won't have you coming in here and talking to me that way." He had lost all control. I walked over to the airport hotel to try to find a telephone that was not being used. There was a man on the phone cursing at the top of his lungs. He was obviously rich and influential and powerful, but there he stood just like everybody else, helpless. His money and influence couldn't do a thing for him, so the only thing he could think of to do was swear. There were people sleeping everywhere, on the floor, in the baggage area, sitting on chairs. One man told me there were 17 people in his room at O'Hare Airport. In the midst of it all, I saw a sight that was the strangest of all. There was a man walking along singing. In the midst of anger and frustration and cursing and raw nerves, there was a man just bubbling with happiness and joy. So I went up to him and said, "You seem kind of happy." "I am." I asked, "Well, what have you got to give you happiness and joy in the midst of all this?" He said, "Well, my friend, I'm one of those who knows Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and Lord." I smiled and said, "I thought so." And then we had some fellowship together in the Lord. It is true, you know. Jesus can give joy in spite of the circumstances. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Why is it that so many Christians are going around with a long face and joyless life? Look again at the Scriptures. "These things have I spoken unto you." The Word of Christ is often neglected. Too often the TV tube or the newspaper or some magazine takes precedence over the Scriptures. Believe me, there's little joy to be found in those places. Joy comes from the Lord Himself. The Bible says, "I was glad when they said unto me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'" And when I saw that man singing and rejoicing in the airport, I knew he was in fellowship with God. Now let me ask you, how are you doing? Does your Christian life reflect the joy that can be found in Christ? May God bless you as you experience the joy of Christ.